Oh, in fact, Ollie Wines is ready to go. I thought he was going to join us on the other side of the break, but the Port Adelaide midfielder's joined us right now. G'day, Ollie. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for coming on, and well done last night. It was, again, we've had a lot of conversation over here in Melbourne for the last couple of weeks about the state of the game and the sort of footy being, you know, played across the board, but last night it was just a fantastic game of footy to watch. Was it any, I mean, you get the results, so it's enjoyable enough anyway, but it must have been an enjoyable game of footy to play.
Oh, no doubt. Obviously, I guess it's the best football to watch, those shootout games where it's high scoring, and I think there was about 37 goals kicked. So, obviously, it's a great spectacle for the fans, and, yeah, we're pretty happy we were able to scuff out a win and get over the line in there.
It was more, there were signs last night of the Port Adelaide football that we know, that run and gun, that sort of high octane off halfback, all of that sort of stuff. There were signs of it there last night. Is the confidence in what you guys have brought to the table in the last couple of years, has that been shaken amongst the group at any stage this year?
Oh, I guess so, in a way. Obviously, when things aren't going well and aren't going your way from what you're used to, you change a bit and you try to change a bit. And that's probably been to our detriment a little bit, trying to go away from what we've known and what's made us such a competitive team over the last 2 years. So, in a way, yeah, we have lost a bit of run. A few injuries have cost us with Pollock, and obviously we had White back last night. But, yeah, there was glimpses of our offensive run getting going. On the other hand, though, Essendon, yeah, credit to them, they were able to cut us up a bit too easy through the middle at times and score on us. So we just got to hone that defence still.
Ollie, well done on the win. Paddy Ryder played very well, and I'm sure he was keen to play well against his old team. 4 goals. Did the build-up to the game any different in the demeanour of Paddy throughout the week, or you just approached it as another game?
Yeah, I think it was pretty similar. He's a pretty laid-back fella, as we've all got to know. He's laid back and doesn't take life too serious, so I don't think he was too much different. Obviously, inside, he would have been pretty nervous, I think, but full credit to him. Came out and kicked four goals and 2 really important ones in that last quarter, so he's been a great addition this year, and he's just starting to heat up. He's had a bit of a few problems with his Achilles early on, but that's fixed up now, and I think he's gelling well down in that forward line now, and he's got that ability to link up with Matthew Lobie in the ruck.
Well, Ollie, what's happened to Port Adelaide this year? I mean, have you guys pinpointed why you perhaps aren't where you expected to be?
Oh, we've been trying to do that for the last 12 weeks, find out what's gone wrong and change something, but yeah, it's a really difficult question. I think it all comes down to our defence, and that really hasn't been up to scratch. I think last year and the previous years, we've been known for our offence, but behind closed doors, the biggest thing we focus on is our defence and restricting the opposition. So far this year, we've had a lot of scores kicked on us, as you saw last night with Essendon kicking that many goals. So I think it comes down to our defence and just wanting to defend and not getting too hungry when we have the ball.
Ollie, is it more about you or is it more about the opposition? And what I mean by that, are opposition teams playing differently against you, which is making it more harder for you defensively?
Oh, perhaps a little bit, but I think at the end of the day, you got to control what you can control, and that's what your individual and team performance is, and obviously that's what we can control, and we haven't been doing it right. Obviously, I think we've had a lot more stoppages this year, so I think we're averaging something like 130 or 40 stoppages, which is up a lot from last year. So whether we're trying to slow us down a bit and play a bit more for a stoppage game, never know. But at the end of the day, you got to do what you can control, and that's your own performance.
I want to ask you also about your captain. To me, you watch him play, he looks like, close to, one of the most inspiring leaders in the competition in the way that he leads with his actions week in, week out.
Yeah, he's an outstanding captain. The best leader that I've ever worked under. He's enormous on the field, but I think this week he's really stood up and took the team by the scruff of the neck and really led things well. And he sort of run the meetings this week with Kenny and put it on a lot of the boys and the team as a collective to get the job done. And he can talk the talk, and he was able to back it up and walk last night. He kicked a few important goals and just a bull around stoppage.
Ollie, well, speaking of bulls around stoppages, yourself, you've adjusted to this AFL caper about as well as anyone has in their opening three seasons. Has it? Now, it's going to sound ridiculous, this question has come easy, more easily than you thought it would, but is this as how you thought it would go, have you been pleasantly surprised?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I'm not too sure. I think I'm blessed with a fair-sized body to begin with, so I didn't have to do too much in the weights room or put too much weight on. I had to lose a bit, actually. So, I think in a way it has, but in a way... from the success we've had in the previous 2 years, it's been a whirlwind and something that I probably didn't expect to happen so quickly. Just loving it and loving the club and life.
And what about leadership aspirations, Ollie? You would seem a natural fit. Now, the club's got a brilliant captain in Travis who's got, you know, many years ahead of him. But down the track, do you see yourself as a future leader?
Oh, no doubt. I love leading on the field with my actions, and I think as a younger player and having as much experience as I have in my early days, I think I love working with a lot of the young kids and the kids in our Magpies team for Port. So I think obviously one day, have aspirations to be a leader of our football club, but at this stage, we've got enormous leaders led by Travis and Brad Ebert and Matthew Lobie is our vice-captain, so just loving working under them at the moment.
What do you want to achieve out of the rest of the year, Ollie? Is it about wins? Is it about finals? Is it more about how you play?
Yeah, it is probably more about how we play, and I think that'll dictate the results of the games and how many wins we get. I think this year, obviously, it's been up and down, and we've been inconsistent throughout the year, and that's probably shown out through inconsistencies throughout games, so... I think we just want to chase that four-quarter performance that we probably haven't had this year, probably bar one game. And I think that's what we really made ourselves on last year and the previous year, those four-quarter performances, never giving in and really finishing the game strong. So I think it's six games left, and we'll take one as they come, and look forward to every challenge as they come.
You almost said one game at a time then, didn't you? You just had to mix it up for us.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ollie. Well done, and great win last night. And who knows, if you win them all, it could be a magnificent finish like Richmond performed last year. But we're loving watching you play your AFL football and to see your career blossom. So all the best with it.
Thanks very much, guys.